It's not his first time at the rodeo. In fact, this will be David Craig's 21st run for office. That's a lot of campaigning for a man who considers himself less flashy than his opponents. But running for governor of Maryland is something he's been working toward for a long time. He's been a state delegate, a state senator, a mayor, and now the Harford County executive. So he often points to his experience balancing budgets and getting bills passed.
I've done it. I learned that from William Donald Schaefer a long time ago. You gotta get it done. You have to do it.
But wasn't William Donald Schaefer a Democrat? No difference to Craig. He's worked in a General Assembly dominated by Democrats.
When I'm working with someone, whether they're a Democrat or Republican or independent, that doesn't matter to me.
So he's a moderate Republican?
The way we deliver our message is where we're moderate, but we stand very strongly on budget issues and tax issues and conservative issues when it comes to spending money and things like that. So we've always been very staunch conservative fiscally.
At a recent GOP forum hosted by Johns Hopkins University, Craig said the work he's done in Harford County is an example of what he can do statewide.
I lowered the taxes there, and we ended up with over 100 manufacturing companies there. We have over 130 defense contractors there. We've seen over 8,000 new jobs come there since the economy tanked.
Of course, he got a big boost from BRAC, the Base Realignment and Closure Program, that pumped 6 new military units into Aberdeen Proving Ground, 8,200 jobs, and thousands of related jobs nearby by February 2012. Helen Delick Bentley, the Republican congresswoman who represented parts of Harford County for 5 terms, says Craig was critically important to managing BRAC.
Well, you had highways that had to be worked out. You had housing that had to be worked out. And all of that was worked out very smoothly.
But Bentley says Maryland needs to create all kinds of jobs.
And frankly, I regret that Maryland has become a gambling state. We should be the leader in manufacturing and innovation. Our people need those kind of jobs.
Craig says he has a plan for that.
On manufacturing, we need to eliminate the sales tax on any product made in the state of Maryland and sold in the state of Maryland.
That would encourage people to buy products made in Maryland, he says. But his big plan?
The key is get rid of the income tax.
Not pocket change, of course. It's about 22% of the state's revenues, $7.5 billion for the fiscal year 2014. Promising to cut taxes and save voters gobs of money is a very popular platform, says American University professor Don Williamson.
But the government has to run, and it has to pay its own people and make sure the roads are plowed and maintained and the schools are kept running. If you repeal the state income tax in the state of Maryland, what do you come up with to replace it?
Williamson adds that most states that have eliminated the income tax have high property and sales taxes. They need the revenue to make the government work. Craig says he would start phasing out the income tax in 2016. He reasons that the more money Marylanders have in their pockets, the more they'll spend. And that will lead to greater sales tax revenues. Other than that, Craig says he'll trim the fat in government. But Ryan Burby, the president of Harford County's teachers union, warns that trimming the fat will come at the expense of public employees.
The budgets in Harford County have been balanced on the backs of all of its public servants. Our teachers haven't had their salary increments or contract honored in 4 out of the past 5 years. The sheriffs, likewise, haven't had their contract honored.
Williamson says that doesn't surprise him.
If you're going to lower taxes and run the government on less money, then people have to accept less, like public employees. And that's a policy decision.
And elections are all about choice, he adds. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.